Good, happy Friday. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnase, and we welcome Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel to Mornings on the Mall. Brett, good morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Does it feel like this week has been really long?
Yes.
Actually, to me, it feels like it's flown by because
really?
It's been so packed with so
exactly.
much stuff.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
It's so packed. Sorry. So let me ask you. To you, we've had so much this week. What to you has been the biggest story this week?
Well, the biggest story that got the most attention, I think, has been this news cycle and the fallout and the finally the appearance of John Kelly in the White House briefing room. And you know, you could hear a pin drop as he was making the case, not only as a general who's buried Marines who fought for him, but also as a father who lost a son. And so his words obviously put a cap to a 48-hour news cycle that that has been painful, frankly, as we lose sight in the process of the actual people who died fighting for the country.
Brett, you've been the chief White House correspondent for the Fox News Channel prior to your role now, and I'm curious, have you ever seen anything so compelling from the podium in the Brady briefing room?
No. Mm-mm. I mean, listen, I was there when Tony Snow talked about his cancer. I was there for a number of different big moments, but I don't think something as pointed and as poignant as that in the context of what we were hearing from the congresswoman from Florida and, you know, all of the back and forth around who said what to who.
Mm-hmm. There was a moment yesterday, Mike, I want to play this if you don't mind. This is cut 49. There's a moment yesterday where John Kelly talked about the things that we hold sacred in society, and it's pretty exceptional just because you don't hear a lot of people talk like this.
Let's not let this maybe last thing that's held sacred in our society. A young man, young woman going out and giving his or her life for our country. Let's try to somehow keep that sacred. But it eroded a great deal yesterday by the selfish behavior of a member of Congress.
Brett, you said that you kind of thought that this had put a cap on the story. Do you think that this back and forth between Frederica Wilson and the President of the United States has kind of been brought to an end by this?
Obviously not. She was out this morning, you know, pushing back and saying he lied and all of these things. The point I'm making is that it put a different top on it from the perspective of we should not be going down this road. And I'm not saying that some organizations and some individuals are not going to continue to go down this road, but we have to be sensitive that the more we focus on this, the more we focus on this process, what exactly was said in that call, the more it brings up feelings for all of these families who have, some of them, just barely gotten over the loss of their son.
And how soon before next week we're discussing the investigation into what happened in Niger? Because that's where this is going to go. I think we're going to pivot very quickly from what General Kelly had to say into let's look at what happened. Let's look at this, and it's going to be an investigation as if there's alleged wrongdoing there.
Well, yeah, we had a TikTok last night on Special Report. Jennifer Griffin had exactly what we know to this point. There are things that we don't know that I think we'll be pressing for to try to get the answers to. You know, the broader issue is that someone needs to talk about what we're doing around the world and in places like Niger and other places in North Africa. We have 180,000 troops in 140 countries. Think about that. I mean, we are a lot of places doing a lot of different things, and some of those special forces troops are working with indigenous forces to try to help them stand up against radical Islamic groups, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, others. And this is dangerous stuff that maybe we as a country could do a better job explaining to we the people.
Yeah, I think most Americans want it. You think Afghanistan, Iraq, but you don't think that, like, beyond that, Niger? So it's probably worth, when we lose a couple guys, that, you know, this is worth taking our time. Let's pause. Let's think about what are we doing there and why. It's a good conversation. I'm glad you're leading it there with Special Report. I'm interested to get your take on the Senate budget. They passed this budget resolution last night late, and it looks like they had just enough votes to make it work. So the next steps here are moving on to tax reform negotiation?
Right away, the budget will go to conference committee, so that Senate and the House versions come together. And how long that takes, we don't know. But the minute that is finished, we are told that the tax reform specifics will be rolled out.
Yes.
And then negotiated at that point. The hope is to get something before the end of the year. I think it's more realistic that it goes into 2018.
So there's some conversation, including supposedly that the president's been calling House members on this, that they might not go to conference, that instead the House will just go ahead and pass the Senate version. Is that what you're hearing?
That's possible, yeah. And I think that listening to Paul Ryan last night, they're trying to fast-track this thing. Ryan was the one who wants to have tax reform in the bag by Christmas. If that's the case, they save 2-3 days by not going to conference.
Very quickly here, I just wanted to talk to you about the Russian uranium scandal. We just spoke with Cheryl Atkinson about how we may be seeing the media really just self-destructing. And here's what President Trump had to say to kind of push the story.
Uranium is a big subject. If the mainstream media would cover the uranium scandal and that Russia has 20% of her uranium, for whatever reason, and a lot of people understand what those reasons may be, I think that's your Russia story. That's your real Russia story. Not a story where they talk about collusion, and there was none. It was a hoax.
All right, so the president's saying this is the real story here, and the media just resolutely ignoring it.
Yeah, I think that's right. The media is ignoring it. We did the original story with Peter Schweitzer and the New York Times and Fox. We rolled out the original TikTok of the Uranium One story and how it all transpired, tied to, you know, the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, and what former President Clinton was getting in speaking fees. That all broke, you know, a while ago. We actually did an hour special on it called Clinton Cash, and people can get online and watch all of that that we've covered. This is evolving differently. You now have an FBI informant who wants to talk to someone.
Chuck Grassley.
But he's being gagged.
Yeah.
And the president should turn to his own Department of Justice and say, why is this happening? Because Senator Grassley wants this person to come up to Capitol Hill and brief at least senators, if not open hearing. And so far, it's not happening. So there's a lot of fishy things surrounding this particular story that definitely are worth looking into.
Yeah, always nice for the president when he's in direct control and can take it and can jump right in and change it so instantly. Just get rid of that NDA. Thank you, Brett Baer, for breaking it all down for us. We look forward to talking to you again next week, sir.
You got it. See ya.
All right, 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather.